Sorry, I can't hear you. Are you talking into the phone? All right, that's better. My speaker isn't that loud, I found out when I'm driving. Yeah, how did you get anything back from the insurance people? Because otherwise I have to contact Andrea if it's not that number. Yeah. They already had. Yeah. So yeah, it's in the email, but what I'm worried about is that the number that Andrea has given me is actually the policy number for their insurance policy, not the actual claim number. So because was that the O'Brien Glass people that called you wanting the claim number? Yeah. All right. Well, so's everybody at the moment, so you know what? Yeah, just calm down. As Taylor Swift says, calm down. Yeah. Well, all good, but we've still not got confirmation that they're going out on the right date that we have for the testing, so that's fun. And other than that, okay. No one lost a finger and no one swallowed a swab. No. Or the doctor, so yeah, all good. Yeah. No, tomorrow. I'll just put them in the fridge at home once I've got the sample sorted. So the Ecky guy saw how much worse she was then. Yeah, he would have been so sad. But the trouble is, I think even on post-mortem, I think we'd be hard-pressed to find the problem without him sending off histo to the brain. Really? What? Like when I swapped her mouth a few times over the weekend, it was just like sticky mucus kind of thing. And I thought it was probably regurging if it's heavy metal or from the nausea. I like it because of that. So, did you look under the microscope to see if it was they were worms? Did you smear it out like it's just, has it just soaked into the towel or? Yes. Has it been busy? So, I mean, if it's got a really damaged beak and it's an older bird, it should probably be euthanized. It's not likely to be a result. Yeah. But if it's a young bird and it's a really damaged, if it's a young bird, just let him know that I don't mind if he wants to trial a worming course. So, I mean, she should be able to afford that with the moxidectin, particularly if there's scaly face mite and stuff there. Oh. Okay. Yeah, well, send it to heaven. Yeah. Fair enough. the end of last week continue. I guess, you know, it comes in three. So today's the third shift of hell. So hopefully by tomorrow that people are mellowing a little. Who knows? Yeah. No, it's just like before. So, like, it'll be probably between 8:30 and 9, drop-off. Yeah. Did I book any time in there? Yes, on Saturday. Yeah, and so if you don't hear him knock or and you find that there's a lizard in a carrier at the front door, you know who it is. He's done that before. Can you speak up a bit, please, mate, because I can't hear you. Linda Kosh is that the really munted looking worm that's slowly getting better? Oh yeah. I can't remember what chook he had. It's got macro? That's bad. Right. See you on tomorrow. Have a good day the rest of the See ya.